Anyway, guys, coming next to the stage, Miss Courtney Crary.
Hi, everyone. I have paper, too, so no worries. When I was much younger, I was obsessed with X-Men. The comic books, movies, animated TV show. Once I found out what it was, I devoured everything I could. And as most children might do, I tried to piece together the perfect X-Men character. At church one Sunday, all the kids planted potted plants in little decorated pots, and I'm sure it had to do with Jesus nurturing us or something, but I loved my plant. I did a really good job of taking care of it. People would come over to the house and say, "Oh, the flower, it's so pretty," and would comment on me having a green thumb. And my young mind thought, this must have significance. I must be so good at plants, much better than anyone. So I began to develop the perfect mutant superhero character based on that. Her name would be Eve, and she'd have complete control over all plant life. Eve could converse with plants and make them do her bidding, but she could also find out secrets from them, or like detective leads or something. She could harden her skin to bark, and she could shoot thorns out of her hands and regrow limbs if she lost them in battle. She was like the ultimate badass. I was so excited about this character, so I had to share my idea with family and friends, only to be brutally made fun of. Brutally. They kept saying, "She's a low-rent poison ivy. This is not original, Courtney." They told me she's Aquaman, but with foliage. Aquaman sucks. They ripped her to shreds, especially my two older brothers. So I stopped sharing my character with others, and I left the adventures of Eve the Garden Wielder to play out within my own mind. Luckily for my bruised ego, I found out my actual superpower in college. I truly believe everyone has something they are particularly good at almost a superhuman level. Like, if you had to challenge the devil to something for your soul, what would you personally choose to do that you could beat the devil at? I am very, very good at catching vomit. My junior year in college, a friend hosted a make-your-own pizza night at her apartment, and we ate lots of pizza, we drank to excess, and towards the end of the party, my friend Rebecca was sitting on the couch, not looking so good. Another girl was rubbing her back and asking if she needed water, but her face was saying something very wrong was about to happen. I ran to the kitchen, I threw open the cupboard, grabbed a saucepan, and was about to, and I dove over the coffee table just in time to catch the red liquid spewing out of her mouth. Right before anything hit the white couch and rug beneath her, Rebecca filled that saucepan to the brim. And I caught every last drop. For two Halloweens in a row, I saved my friend Tracy from getting an expensive fine in the backseat of a taxi. The first year we were party hopping, and I brought a pillowcase to keep candy in, like you do on Halloween. I realized just in time that she was going to vomit, and I shoved my pillowcase around her head like a horse's feed bag. And once she was done, I put a knot in the top, and I threw it out the window of the moving car. The next Halloween, I unfortunately did not have a disposable vomit receptacle, so when I could tell she was about to blow, I threw open the door at a red light and shoved her face as close to the curb as I possibly could. And not a drop got in the taxi. Not a drop. So that brings us to this most recent New Year's, when yet again the barf bag bat signal was lit, and I was called upon to use my powers for good. I stopped by a theater to see a few friends at a party, and I noticed a girl totally passed out in her seat. It turns out Christina was her name, was from Washington State, and she only knew one person in Chicago who unfortunately had been taken away in an ambulance with alcohol poisoning. Yeah. Not wanting to leave her alone, obviously, and not knowing what else to do, I decided she could come home and pass out on my couch. A few friends and I gave her as much water as we could. We helped her throw up in a trash can as much as she could. And then came the greatest test of my abilities. The dreaded price-surged Uber ride back home. I told the driver right away to step on it, and I assured him he would not need to clean out his car at the end of the night, for I was an expert. Anytime I started hearing a little gurgle, a little burp, or a difficult hiccup, I held my hand up to Christina's lips very gently and coached her to take a deep breath with me. It was yoga breaths all the way back to my place, and by God, we made it. I might not be as badass as my perfectly developed X-Men character, Eve, but I know my strengths. Anytime there's a drunk girl in need of a vomit bag, I will be there. Anytime there's a cab in danger of being soiled, I will be there. With great power comes great responsibility, and I plan on using my power to help friend and stranger alike for as long as they'll have me. Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's all take a moment to salute the true heroes. We may not have a Wolverine or a Jubilee, but we do have a Courtney Carey. That's wonderful.